What's up?
Hey, Haley, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can. I can.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking some time to talk with us real quick. I know we're going to keep it short for you, but we're now joined by Haley Deegan, who made her NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoor Series debut today and finished 16th in the number 17 DGR Crossley Ford. So, Haley, can you talk us through your run out there? What was it like?
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was very hard because there was no practice. Like, my first time starting that truck was taking the coming off pit road, taking the green flag. So it was definitely difficult. And my expectations of how the car was going to handle, or how the truck was going to handle, based on what my crew told me, was not how it handled the first stage. So we were able to tune it up to how I liked it and get better every single time we pitted. So I think at the end of the day, it was crazy. I had so much fun and I can't wait to do more of it.
Awesome. Well, we are going to take some questions for you from the media. Let's kick things off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Haley, they announced during the race that you'll be running the truck full time next year. So I'm curious, do you feel ready for the trucks and for a full time season, and anything you felt today that either makes you feel more or less ready?
Yeah, I think that got messed up a little bit because it says like I'm running part-time, like secured right now. I'm still working on some last-minute deals and stuff, finishing up a few tweaking little things. But we're almost there to the full-time season. Obviously, that's our goal for next year, but we still got a few deals to sign. So I can almost guarantee we'll get there by the end of the season or end of the year. So I think that truck racing, though, I think it's where I need to be at to learn and develop at the pace that I think I need to at the moment. Like, I feel like I need a lot more experience under my belt, a lot more hard racing, a lot more messing with the air, how it like you are in truck racing. And I think that's something that it's just going to take time to learn. And I think it's going to be a struggle at first. I'm not going to go out there and set the world on fire and win my first race out there. And people have to understand that. And it's going to take time. I'm going to take a lot of learning, but I think eventually we'll obviously get better with time.
And do you have any idea, is your ARCA team going to be your truck team next year? Or do you have any idea who your crew chief will be or any of those types of things?
No, I do not. I would like to know too.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks.
All right, we'll take our next one from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Haley, there are several times in the race when you talked about how much fun you were having out on the track. And during one of them, you said you thought that it was so much better than the ARCA races. I was just wondering, what was it about being on the track today that made you feel like you were having more fun actually racing? Was it the competition or the type of vehicle you were driving?
I think it's the field. I think there's so many trucks in the field compared to what a competitive ARCA field is. You go to an ARCA race, a competitive ARCA race has around 7 to 10 really good cars. You go to a truck race, there's about 20 really good trucks. And so you go out there and it's just so much more of a high intensity racing, so much more competitive. And that's something I feel like I need to better my career in the future.
And what did you think of the difference between driving an ARC car and driving the truck? Was there much to you? Much of a difference?
I feel like it was a lot more skatey. It's hard to say because I think we just started out really loose with our balance, looser than we expected. And so once we got it tightened up, it was a lot easier to drive. But compared to the ARCA car, you could get up to people's bumpers quicker. The draft was a lot better, but the air is a lot more intense. So when someone comes down on your door, you get really loose. And so all of that is exaggerated in a truck.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll take our next one from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Haley, on the radio, your team was kind of talking you through how to enter the pits on a live green flag pit stop. I'm curious, what's that like doing a live green flag pit stop with no practice?
Well, you figure, like, I haven't entered the pits here under, like, actual speed in anything. Even in the ARCA race, we have scheduled pit stops. You already looks like rolling with everyone. You can't lose any spots. But in the trucks, you can lose or gain a ton. And we weren't even planning on coming in that early. Like, we were going to stay out a few more laps, and they thought I had enough fuel to stay out a few more laps. But I don't know if you guys heard me on the radio, but you hear me panic saying, it's out, it's out, it's out, it's out. So that was off of turn two, and I was able to just make it to my pit stall, get gas in it, and by the time I took off, it was still sputtering, and I was about to stall it because the fuel is just so dry on fuel. So that was definitely a sketchy moment, not what I was expecting for my first green flag pit stop.
Well, thanks, Haley.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we'll take our next one from Aaron Bearden. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Haley, I'm just curious. You got the chance to run the full race today. What main things did you learn or pick up on over the course of your run?
I think in the course of my run, I learned so much about the air and so much what I liked out of the track. I learned that I do not like a loose track. I definitely like when I can actually drive into the corners really hard, because I feel like as a driver, it's not the best, but I make up a lot of time on entry. I make a lot of time being aggressive on entry. And so I think that having a tired truck works better for me, works better in the long run, and is a lot more consistent for me. And so once we were able to tighten the truck up, I was able to go forward.
All right, and we're going to take our final question for Haley from Sterling with KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. Haley, congrats on the great run throughout the race. What can you say about your chemistry between yourself and DGR Crossley and how that's evolved over the season and how it'll carry over into the trucks for next year?
I think it's been awesome. I've never felt so comfortable with the team. I feel so at home at DGR, and everyone makes me feel welcomed, and I feel like I'm friends with my crew guys, and it's just cool having that bond and relationship with people and feeling comfortable around them where you can be yourself and be like, hey, I don't know what this means, or I don't know what this does. Can you explain it to me? And having guys that will actually break that down and explain it to you and try to teach you in the shop, that's been something that's been hard for me, is finding people that actually want to help me learn. And obviously I don't know a lot, and it's going to take time to have me learn certain things, but they actually take the time out of their day to help me and develop me.
Fantastic. Congrats, Haley.
Thank you.
All right, Haley. Thank you so much for taking the time.
No problem. See ya.
See ya.